The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 0 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Maggie McDonald. Here are today's headlines. Could a new health plan be dangerous? Quebec accused of covering up COVID deaths, and help for social housing, but is it enough? The Quebec government is planning on introducing an accelerated program where you can become a nurse. This has received mixed reactions, with nurses questioning the decision. Peter Vrionis has a story for us.
Quebec plans on hiring an estimated 2,000 auxiliary nurses by March 2023. The Nurses Association currently holds 28,000 across the province. This decision was made by the Legault administration to cope with the shortages in the health sector. Health Minister Christophe Dubé had this to say.
Combination of administrative people that will focus on making sure that we have all the data, but also with new tools for them, I think that they will be very pleased that he can serve the patient and not be doing administrative tasks.
This has led many nurses to be skeptical of the decision. They believe unlicensed personnel are not the answer for the worker shortage. Multiple thousands of workers are expected to be hired within the next few years or two, and that did not sit well with Vincent Marissal.
You can put some money on the table, and I don't deny that, they put some money on the table, but it's not enough. If the working conditions are that bad, people are going to look at the check and say thanks but no thanks.
For Concordia News, I'm Peter Vrionis.
The government is about to announce new reforms for the DPJ Youth Protection Services. Many organizations have been asking for this for a long time. A report was commissioned after a 7-year-old girl from Granby died, even though her case was brought to the DPJ's ears. The report published in May showed many problems, such as how underfunded the system is and how social workers are overworked. This hit suggested 65 recommendations. Daycare workers represented by the CSN union are going on strike again, but this time it's going to last until their demands are met. Talia Cliott is live at Garderie Idée Fixe, where workers are striking. Talia, it looks more like a bunch of friends gathering than a strike out there, right?
Yeah, there's music, coffee, and about a dozen daycare workers hanging out outside. They've been here since about 8 a.m. They're actually about to leave now for the day, but they'll be back every day until their demands are met. Amelie Plouffe has been an educator for almost 20 years here, and she explains that she's more sad than frustrated that she's still out here striking.
We are not considered good enough for the government. We are just a bunch of women who are taking care of kids.
What are they striking for?
Well, overall, they want better pay. Guillaume Franqueur of the CSN union explains that they're almost at their target salary for the educators, but it's the other daycare workers, such as the cooks and the janitors, that they're really concerned about.
Someone who cleans in a CPE does earns $4 or $5 an hour less than someone who does roughly the same job in the schools. So to us, that's unfair, and that's what we want the government to address.
Other demands also include more holidays off and making sure that student-educator ratios are properly respected.
What do parents have to say about this?
So a Léger poll released today states that even though the strike directly affects them, more than half the parents surveyed side with the teachers over the government. And as for the general population, actually less of them side with the teachers at 44%. The negotiations between the CSN union and the government will continue today and every day until some sort of consensus is reached.
Thank you, Talia. Longueuil's mayor, Catherine Fournier, received serious threat after announcing the plan of culling 70 deer this year. It was picked up by the police and it is currently under investigation. This is not the first time this happens. Former mayor Sylvie Parent also received threats for the same thing last year. The culling had to be called off then. The deer are degrading the Michel Chartrand Park and can also bring diseases like Lyme disease. The assistant minister responsible for seniors is taking a stand in front of the coroner today. However, many people believe that documents are missing for the investigation. Mackenzie Sanche has the story.
The government is being blamed for its lack of transparency surrounding the deaths of 4,000 seniors during the pandemic. As the coroner investigates, many documents seem to be missing. Liberal Party leader Dominique Anglade says the government is covering up their messy management of long-term care homes. If the government were truly transparent, they would have deposited all the reports 3 weeks ago. However, the head of the Quebec Patients' Rights Council, Paul Brunet, has his doubts about these accusations. He says the government is simply dealing with this case in a panicked and disorganized way.
So I don't think the government is necessarily dishonest because I know a lot of people working in the system. They are more disorganized than of bad faith in my mind.
Although Brunet believes the government has good intentions, the other parties have their suspicions. Vincent Marissal from Québec Solidaire insists that more documents surely exist and that the government's statements don't line up. If it goes on like this, today or tomorrow, the government will tell us the dog ate their reports. The minister responsible for seniors, Nathalie Rosebush, will be speaking with the coroner today. It is still unclear if any new documents will be brought to light. I'm Mackenzie Sanche for Concordia News.
Montreal police are investigating gunshots fired in Rivière-des-Prairies. Shell casings were found on scene near the corner of Jacques Rousseau Street and Gilbert Barbier Avenue. One vehicle shows signs of impact. The SPVM received 911 calls at around 7:15 last night. No arrest was made. The police talked to witnesses and are still trying to figure out if someone was a target of the shooting. No one was injured. The Quebec government has pledged $200 million in a new affordable housing project. However, some housing organizations are not as pleased with the announcement. Anthony Issa is here with the details. Anthony, why are housing associations upset with the news?
Well, according to these organizations, essentially what the government is pledging is money to the private sector and not actual public housing, which doesn't really cover affordable housing that much.
Will this help with the housing crisis?
I spoke with Darby McDonald, who's an organizer at Project Genesis, and to put it blunt, she kind of said no. Really, to deal with the housing crisis, the government actually needs to build social housing and hit the backlog. Currently, in Montreal, we're missing 50,000 housing units, and 25,000 tenants are still waiting on these houses.
And moving towards the program of quote-unquote affordable housing that isn't truly affordable for people. You know, a condo that costs $250,000 isn't realistically affordable for someone who's unhoused or, you know, has a very low income.
Well, according to organizer at Frappu, which is an urban housing organization, this was Véronique Laflamme, she says that they should focus mainly on the public housing program they have already, which focuses on co-ops and nonprofits. Actually, this pledge to the private sector actually delays the construction of these projects.
So he is postponing the construction of this home for several months, when it could have simply add, this amount right now in the existing programs.
And basically, they also said that this pledge is more or less like a political pledge, a one-time payment to middle and upper-class tenants, and it's not seriously going to address the housing crisis at the end of the day.
Thank you, Anthony. Rihanna is a national hero. Reviews for the Spielberg's West Side Story, and Adele is going to Vegas. Nadia Trudel is live with us for all your heart's news.
If you're gonna let me down, let me down gently, don't pretend that you don't. After releasing her smash hit fourth studio album, 30, British singer Adele has announced a Las Vegas residency. The powerhouse singer of hits like Rolling in the Deep and Hello will start her weekends with Adele residency at Caesar's Palace in January 2022, where she'll perform two shows a weekend until April.
Gucci. They had it all. Wealth, style, power. Who wouldn't?
House of Gucci, the new crime drama about the family behind the Italian fashion dynasty, is being criticized by those actually involved in the story. The Gucci family has said they were disappointed with the film due to inaccuracies in the source material, for a lack of contact with director Ridley Scott, and invasion of privacy. The film stars Academy Award winners Lady Gaga and Adam Driver, with Al Pacino, Jared Leto, and Salma Hayek in the supporting cast. The government of Barbados has declared that Rihanna is a national hero. The singer was born in St. Michael, Barbados in 1988 and raised in Bridgetown. The singer and founder of Fenty was bestowed the National Hero honor this morning after Barbados officially said goodbye to Queen Elizabeth II and became a republic yesterday. Channing Tatum is coming back to the big screen as lovable titular stripper in a new Magic Mike film. The upcoming film, Magic Mike's Last Dance, will be the third in the franchise and will premiere exclusively on HBO Max. The first film, released in 2012, was based on Tatum's real-life experience working as a stripper in Tampa, Florida. The first two films also spawned a live show in Vegas.
Tonight, tonight, it all began tonight.
Reviews are in for Steven Spielberg's highly anticipated West Side Story. The film is an adaptation of the 1957 Broadway musical about a pair of star-crossed lovers and the rivalry between two New York City gangs. The musical was first adapted in 1961 and won the Academy Award for Best Picture. Spielberg's adaptation was originally slated for a 2020 release, but was delayed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Early reviews are praising Spielberg's direction, the screenplay, performances, and musical numbers. The film will be theatrically released on December 10th, so it seems like you better grab those tickets.
Thank you, Nadia. As if British Columbia did not have enough bad luck already with weather and flooding. One highway yesterday was blocked, not by flood water, but by dead turkeys. About 100 dead turkeys were blocking the Sea to Sky Highway in British Columbia that goes through Whistler. The turkeys appear to have been dead before the incident. The RCMP believes a turkey flew off a transporting truck. The highway was reopened to traffic shortly after the incident was reported. It will rain tomorrow with a high of 5 degrees. You should expect the weekend to be a little chilly with a high of minus 4 degrees, but the sun should be peeking behind the clouds. I'm afraid I'm going to have to use the S word now, snow. You should expect some snow next week, a dust on Monday, but up to 5 centimeters on Wednesday. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Maggie McDonald.